It's the Download 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, I would give all the buzz about the mayoral race another week. The oxygen will be sucked out by the, of course, the budget fight that's going to start up in Springfield for the spring session. But right now, all eyes, all election eyes are on who is getting in the ring when it comes to the upcoming municipal election and the race for mayor of Chicago. In studio, as they are every Wednesday night, 80 Quig on the line, Heather Sharone. Thanks for being here.
Happy to be here.
All right, so let's get into this. Both of you are covering City Hall for the Daily Line, which covers everything for City Hall, county, state politics. Am I right in that assessment, AD, that it does feel like, even though we're in the middle of a general election for governor of the state of Illinois, that all eyes and ears are on what's happening with the mayor's race?
Yes, although I should say I've been seeing tons and tons of those JB commercials that look like they're an Oppo research film, where they're like, JB, Twitter or Facebook? And he's like, Twitter. So it's not like he's super duper letting up on TV. But yes, this week, all eyes on the latest candidates getting in. Tomorrow, we're expecting police board president who just resigned, Lori Lightfoot, to jump in.
Lori Lightfoot. Okay, Heather, what should we know about Lori Lightfoot?
Well, it's interesting because if she's elected, she will make history in two ways. She'll be the first African-American woman to be elected mayor, and she'd be the first openly gay mayor. And I think that will not be a small part of what she'll talk about tomorrow. She gave interviews to the Sun-Times and the Tribune where she talked about how, she's married, she has a 10-year-old daughter, and that she thinks she can talk to how Chicago and the African-American community has changed even in the last, 5 years, let alone 10 years.
And we've been talking on the program about who would step up to really speak for the African-American community in the municipal election. Obviously, there's a lot there when it comes to what happened with the Laquan McDonald shooting and how that was handled by the mayor. He's been on a nonstop two-year Band-Aid tour to repair relations, and there really hasn't anyone to step up. Is Lori Lightfoot the candidate that steps up?
Well, it's interesting because she is almost uniquely positioned to criticize Mayor Emanuel on these sort of issues, because not only was she president of the police board, but the mayor handpicked her to lead the advisory task force that he formed in the wake of the release of the Laquan McDonald video. And she has been critical of the mayor's leadership on a number of points, probably most vehemently when he was trying to avoid having to go to federal court and give a federal judge oversight of the reform effort.
Right, yeah. And more recently over community control of the police department. She worked pretty closely with that Grassroots Alliance for Police Accountability to do kind of a bottom-up, ground-up community oversight of the police. And the mayor came in on the same day it was introduced, had his ally introduce two other ordinances, which she said would incur the wrath of Black Chicago if he tried to slip in these kind of weaker measures. She straddled interesting worlds in her career. She was a federal prosecutor. She worked at the old Chicago Police Department Office of Professional Standards. So she's prosecuted police, and she's also defended police, kind of doing this public corporate law, but also like grassroots accountability kind of stuff. It's very interesting.
And the abrupt resignation, obviously everyone in the political sphere believes that to be, of course, that she's going to run for mayor, but it also signals her disappointment with the process and what has happened with police oversight and reform since what's happened with Laquan McDonald.
No, you're absolutely right. And I think that she has a lot of history on those issues, so she'll be able to talk to those issues. And I think I said this when I was on the show the last time and we were talking about Gary McCarthy's campaign, is that this is the conversation that Rahm Emanuel does not want to have on every single day of the campaign. And it's becoming more and more clear that, there will certainly be other issues, but this is going to be, you know, right up at the top, because, you know, in some ways, Gary McCarthy is going to criticize the mayor from the right. You know, he's not being tough enough on criminals, and that he's, you know, sort of kowtowing to the left with these reform efforts, while Lightfoot will say, yeah, you're not going far enough, Mr. Mayor, which is, I think, you know, a difficult spot for the mayor to be in.
And obviously, the other name that we didn't get a chance to break down was Paul Vallis getting into the ring, bringing up another weakness with the mayor when it comes to the state of Chicago public schools. Of course, Vallis famously ran Chicago public schools after the takeover in 1995 under Mayor Daley, then Mayor Daley. I mean, that is another name that if anything, represents an area that Emanuel hasn't had much success with when it comes to schools, education.
Right.
Well, he would argue that the schools are better than ever, right, AD?
Every week we're getting a new press release about record-setting graduation rates, certain CPS high schools being honored by national publications. He loves pointing out the successes of the schools. And the interesting thing about Vallis is he doesn't have necessarily the support of school advocates like CTU. CTU actually really hates Vallis. They say he led to the corporatization of schools. He led to proliferation of charter schools in Chicago. So it's interesting that we haven't yet seen a candidate enter the race that can kind of speak to grassroots support for school reform.
Let me do this. Let's take a quick break so we stay on time. But I want to come back to that because we had Paul Vallis on the Cochran Show 2 or 3 days ago at the beginning or end of last week. And it was interesting that he said that he would get the support of the majority of Chicago teachers, if not this Chicago Teachers Union, but he would get support of majority of Chicago teachers and the teacher union head management that was there when he was running public schools in Chicago. We'll talk about that and whether that's true and if that means anything and whether or not Paul Vallis has the kind of name recognition that could make him a formidable opponent for the mayor coming up in the municipal in February. Heather Sharone and AD Quigg join us every Wednesday. They're here right now. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back, continue the conversation. Stay with us. Rob. Download 720 WGN. Justin Kaufman here. AD Quigg and Heather Sharone joining us from the Daily Line. It covers all things Chicago County state politics at dailyline.net. Congrats to Heather Sharone, who was named the managing editor just last week. Heather, congratulations.
Thank you. It's very exciting.
Yeah, we should do a whole segment about your future plans.
Yes.
We'll wait on that. Well, wait. Right now, we'll continue the mayor conversation. But yeah,
I was going to say only my mom would continue listening.
Well, you know, when you talk about Paul Vallis and Paul Vallis and what he means to Chicago, he does have name recognition. Obviously, he was a big politician who came in and administrator to the CPS takeover in 1995. Is that overstating it that Chicagoans may have favorable memories of Paul Vallis and his time here in Chicago, Heather?
You know, I think that's an interesting question because, you know, to put this in context, I am no longer, sadly, a spring chicken, and I was a CPS student when Vallis took over the district under Mayor Daley. So, it was a long time ago. And let's, you know, think a little bit about what he's done since then. He moved to New Orleans. He oversaw the restoration of the New Orleans School District after Hurricane Katrina. He ran for lieutenant governor, and he led Chicago State University for a while. So he's bounced around quite a bit. The Chicago Teachers Union do not want to see him as mayor of Chicago. And I think I've said before that I've been sort of holding my breath to see who they back. And, you know, there's no way that it's going to be Vallis. And I think it's going to be hard for teachers to get behind Vallis with their union saying, this guy wants to privatize Chicago.
And it was a different union back when he was there in 1995. He said he had a good relationship with the union. He thinks a majority of teachers would vote for him. But you're right. I mean, this is a different union. And Karen Lewis and company at CTU have obviously led the charge in what they want from schools in the 21st century.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very different political environment. You know, you know, a few years back, the legislature changed the law so that teachers had to get an 85% yes vote before they could go on strike. Many people thought that that meant there would never be another teacher strike in Chicago. That obviously was not accurate. And so that, you know, that I think tells you how unified the Chicago Teachers Union has been. And again, you know, Chuy Garcia is now on his way to Congress, but I'm, you know, repeating myself a little bit, but, you know, they helped make him a household name in Chicago. And now he's in Congress and, you know, can play a little bit of the kingmaker in terms of, you know, who's going to be the next mayor of Chicago, potentially.
When you look at the way that the demographics break down in the city of Chicago, when you look at who supported the mayor last time around when he first was elected, you're really looking at residents that live in downtown Chicago and what we call up the gut, meaning all the north side neighborhoods, Wrigleyville, Lakeview, even all the way up to Rogers Park. And the question is, as you look at the list of candidates that are lining up to take him on, I think McCarthy will do well with police officers, rank and file, not necessarily where those police officers live. You know, same with African-American communities. They're not living up the gut in that Lakeview. So which one of these candidates has the best shot to take a bite out of the support that the mayor has seen in the last couple elections?
Yeah, what's interesting, we did an analysis last week, I believe, looking at where Rahm Emanuel's, he's raised millions of dollars just in the past six months or so alone. I think he's raised $4 million, which is, you know, a ton of money, way more than anybody else has. But we took a look at where he was getting that money. 65% was coming from outside of Chicago. A good chunk was coming from the suburbs and the rest of Illinois. About a quarter was coming from D.C. and New York, which I found fascinating.
Yeah.
And a lot were huge transfers from, you know, familiar construction labor groups who gave to him big time last time. And huge ones were from basically D.C. union groups and lobbying firms, and also Michael Sachs, who gave him $500,000. So I will be very interested to see if Lori Lightfoot, who was a corporate attorney at Mayor Brown, captures some of that downtown corporate law money and also attracts, because of her status as a black gay woman, if she attracts national attention and national donations for that.
Mm. Heather, what do you think of that question? Who do you think has the best shot to take a bite out of the support of Mayor Emanuel?
Well, you know, what's interesting is that Mayor Emanuel's pitch last time was, I am tough enough to run the city, right? That's essentially what it was. And then there we have the infamous sweater ad where Rahm said, look, I know I can be a little bit abrasive. I'm sorry about that. I'll do my best. So the question is, with somebody like Lori Lightfoot, somebody like Gary McCarthy, you know, is he going to be able to make that same they can't handle the city argument based on their experience and what they've done before? And will some of those people who have fat checkbooks think that it's just no longer worth putting up with Rahm's abrasiveness and say, maybe it's time for something new? So, you know, that's going to be the really big question, is that, you know, can somebody get over that hump of actually sort of convincing enough people with enough money that, hey, they could actually do the job of Chicago mayor?
Quickly, as we wrap, I mean, is this it? Is this the end of the candidates lining up? The 27 candidates or whatever we have at this point? I know it's less, but is this it?
I wouldn't put any money on that.
Yeah, we have so much time. Petitions don't start going out until Labor Day. We are all waiting to see what Bridget Gaynor does. I think that's
Cook County Commissioner, right?
Bridget Gaynor and also Rod Joy.
Uh-huh. Rod Joy, who ran for Lieutenant Governor with Chris Kennedy. And Bridget Gaynor is that kind of Lakeview Cook County Commissioner who could, as I just said, take a bite out of that corridor vote that has always gone for the Mayor Emanuel. Yep. Heather Sharone, 80 Quig in studio, as they are every Wednesday night. They are with The Daily Line. Heather, the new managing editor, congratulations. TheDailyLine.net. We'll see you guys next week.
Thank you.
Thank you.